If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Michael Piff, who is our senior digital strategist at WGN Radio, is in the studio. Hi, Michael.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Really good. Thank you for putting together the Best of Speed Jokes 2024 tournament. 16 jokes are bracketed thanks to your handiwork, and starting today, people can vote, right?
That's correct. We've started voting as of 10 o'clock this morning, and people can vote until 8:30 tomorrow morning, and we'll start the next round at the start of your show at 10 o'clock. So
Every day this week.
It's going to be a round-by-round setup every day. And when people vote, they have a chance to win a coveted Speed Jokes mug.
Nice.
Yeah. Incentive this time.
Randomly select from the people that voted?
Randomly selected on Friday.
And we've streamlined the process. We're going to knock the whole thing out in a week. So today there's 16 jokes in there. You get to vote for your favorite eight.
Yes, correct.
There are 16 teams, eight games. Pick the winner of each game. So we won't do them all, but let me just play the first two. Go ahead, Pete.
I'll bet that YMCA dance is a lot harder to do in Chinese.
That's my favorite.
I love that joke. Here's what worries me. You've put it up against this one. So there I was, trying on a pair of shoes, and I said to the salesperson, these are a little too tight, and she told me, try it with the tongue out. So I said, if no good, they're still too tight. I think that's...
I will say I ran them by a test audience, which is our sales team over there. And you know, it was really kind of seeded by the amount of laughs each joke
got. And which of those two was seeded higher?
Well, I mean, we didn't really put seating exactly, but it's definitely the YMCA one.
Well, yeah. Okay, good. Well, I hope so, because I like that one. Dave, which of those two would you vote for online at WGNradio.com?
I like the shoes.
So that's it too.
Yeah, you really got to sell it with the mouth thing.
So you're the two one.
Yes.
What about you, Steve?
Yes, me too.
All right, fine. Well, okay, so that's the deal. Click. You can hear the jokes. You can see the jokes. You click all the way through.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is go to WGNradio.com, and the whole tournament is on the front page.
That is correct. There, it's on the John Williams homepage as well, and the contest page. So you have three different places on our website, as well as Facebook, LinkedIn, X. We have it all over the place.
All right, Michael. I may call on you later this week if we've got any other questions, but thanks for laying that out.
Happy to help.
There's Michael Piff. He is our senior digital strategist.
Who's running the pool back in the sales office? Somebody's got to have a pool going on.
They do have dollars.
Cannot confirm nor deny that one.
Trading hands over there sometimes. Let's do a whole new batch of speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Wow, we get a lot of jokes sent to us over the weekend. I can't read all the names, but thanks a thousand to everyone in making your show great, John, says Mugged Jeff in North Liberty, Iowa. Patty, I really want a mug to show to all of my friends who keep saying they heard my name on WGN Radio Malloy. That's a hyphenated name, sent us a joke. James Wing in Southwest Michigan, and Father Ron in Peru, and Alan Gerstner listening to us in sunny Henderson, Nevada. Thank you, Pete Hansen in Milwaukee, and Todd Nelson and Paul Imes in Wilmette. Radio Ted in Denver, Colorado. Amy Lisniewski in Dyer, Indiana, Greg in Naperville, Floyd White, Terry Captain, Mugged in Lansing, Illinois, Pam Kadji joins us from Lincoln Park, Mike in Minnesota, Gary Clark, Bruce Patrick, who's listening to us in Davenport, Iowa, says, hey, John Williams, this is my first speed joke submission. I hope it's good enough to use. Well, guess what it was? The student enrollment at Tulane University has recently doubled. In fact, it's now called Four-Lane University. There are two kinds of people in the world, Dave. One, those who can extrapolate from incomplete data. Ladders are being made with rungs farther apart now. It's another example of climate change. Did you hear about the basketball player who got thrown out of the game for wearing too much cologne? Oh. It was a flagrant... No. All right, you do it.
What's that?
You do the joke.
Hey, John, did you hear about the basketball player who got thrown out of a game for wearing too much cologne?
What happened, Dave?
He committed a flagrant... He committed a flagrant foul.
Try these at home. Hey, John Williams. Oh, wait. This is, you've got the...
John, you were a little late getting in today. What happened?
Well, yes, Dave, I'm sorry. I was trying to throw away a string of dental floss. My buddy always orders two beers when we're out together, one for him, one for his brother in Minneapolis. Saturday night, he ordered just one beer, and I says, oh, Bob, what happened to your brother? And he says, oh, nothing happened to my brother, but I quit drinking. Hashtag dry January.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a doctor, and John Williams will star as Mr. Smith.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but I can't pull the plug on your wife to put your wife out of her misery.
Why not?
Well, for starters, she's only got a sprained ankle.
You know, you know you're getting older when you stoop to tie your shoes and then you wonder what else you can do while you're down there. You know you're getting older when you ordered stewed prunes and the waiter says, excellent choice. Dave, I ate my last piece of cheese yesterday and then go figure, it got all cloudy.
I don't get it.
Oh, come on, Dave.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
We've done this one before.